This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, it's time for the crossover. Bonte Hill, Evan Giddings in for Steiny and Guru. And coming up next on Wilder Najibs, joining us now, Mark Grandy and Sterling Bennett, voices of San Francisco 49ers overtime on 95.7 The Game. So, well, actually, oh, shoot, tomorrow's the Warriors are on, yeah?
Yeah, no overtime tomorrow.
Pasta. Pasta.
Let's go,
we got to lock you in back there, buddy.
Pasta, come on,
we're
man.
Taking people's mics on. We're bringing people's mics on. Sterling,
karma.
Can you even hear us?
Yeah, can Sterling hear us?
I don't even know where I am right now, to be honest, guys.
I don't even know where he is either. He's in his bedroom. Just got out of bed.
I'm in the upside down right now.
Yeah, make the upside down world. Stranger Things. Hey, finale was pretty good. Hey,
Bonte
pasta. That's karma for that sound you played last segment.
Yeah, Pasta's been taking shots. Oh, I'm sure he'll play it right now.
No, don't do that. Don't do it.
Oh, no, he's got his hands off the board.
You can play it if you want.
He's blown it up enough.
If I was you, I'd play it, but I'm telling you not to play.
No, it was Softy Mahler from Seattle came on and...
Oh, I'm sure he said something.
Took a couple shots.
As he always does.
Yeah, well, it's okay, because he was just trying to reverse jinx his team, who tomorrow is... I think,
reverse jinx? Did he pick the Niners to win?
He did pick the Niners to win.
He flipped. He talked himself into taking Seattle.
Yeah. It's only because they're at Levi's Stadium. Okay, yeah, sure. Sure, buddy. All right.
Gotcha, Sophie.
Yeah, I'm sure. Just ingratiating yourself with these fans in a fake manner. Yeah. It's back to being what it was like 6 or 7 years ago, and that's when football's fun.
What's Sterling doing? Are you fighting on Twitter right now, Sterling? Every time I see you on Twitter, 49er Access, you're fighting with somebody. You're taking shots at people.
You got to take my phone away, Bonte. It's too much for me, man.
That's your wife's job.
Hey, it's the holidays. We have no work right now. I am on Twitter 24/7, and someone's getting the business if they're not watching out. It's not.
Cooking,
my sanity.
Huh? Cooking.
Well, hope for your health that the Niners are going to win tomorrow, Sterling.
If they don't, melt down all over Twitter tomorrow.
Gosh.
It's over.
Oh, man. Don't melt down, Sterling. Sterling, you worked with me in the early days of overtime.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I thought I taught you the game on how to navigate these Twitter streets.
Oh,
and you're out here looking like a rookie arguing with God knows who.
Oh, don't act like you weren't there when the Niners were playing in New Jersey against the Jets when Bosa tore his ACL and Solomon Thomas tore his ACL. I heard you screaming on this microphone, crying and whining about, the season's over. And quite frankly, you were right, because the season was over there.
A little bit different than TV Bonte.
Hey, listen, Radio Bonte, TV Bonte. TV Bonte doesn't know Radio Bonte. And TV Bonte doesn't remember that Bonte back in that MetLife turf.
Surprised you talking to me, Bonte.
Yeah, well, we're all good.
It's been a long time since then, but you guys have reacted to every single game. You've basically been, I would say, like the immediate, emotional support for a lot of fans. And I mean, we haven't really needed a ton of support this year, but how are you guys feeling now that the Niners have gotten to this point and it kind of culminates in, yes, they'll be in the playoffs no matter what, but a potential path to the postseason and Super Bowl that's at Levi's, that's in Santa Clara, and they might not have to leave again.
Yeah, I feel like we haven't done every single game because there has been some conflicts with Warriors, which is unfortunately going to happen tomorrow as well, Bonte, and I know you know what I'm talking about.
You don't have to keep saying that. We know. Warriors
but he's just down about tomorrow.
Stop bringing it up,
tomorrow.
Man.
I get to see Keontae George and Larry Marcus.
Yeah? Okay.
You guys get to see Sam Darnold. I'll take Keontae George any day of the week.
I'm just saying, programming note for 95.7 The Game, no overtime tomorrow because we've got Warriors basketball. Big game. They're sitting everybody today, so they better get that win tomorrow. Anyway, I think every game that Sterling and I do, and specifically in this win streak, we get on the air and we talk about, now they're one step closer. Somehow they're one step closer to somehow winning the division and being the one seed in the NFC. And, of course, that changes everything when you try to figure out what would be possible in the postseason. I think I speak for Sterling when I say I'm still in shock that this is even a possibility. Like, I predicted them to win 11 games, and I think that was kind of on the high part of a lot of fans, but that was before all the injuries. If you told me they had all these injuries, I would have said maybe 7 wins at the most, and now they have a chance to be the one seed in the NFC. I am still personally just in shock that it's even an option, a possibility at this point.
Yeah, it feels improbable, right? Like, the Niners aren't supposed to be here. This is a team that should have faltered a lot throughout the year with the injuries they had, and I think if you ask anybody, you take away your team's starting quarterback, and you're staring at a lost season. And San Francisco, thankfully, has kind of kept things afloat, and now they're persevering over all these teams they really shouldn't be, because their defense is, quite frankly, terrible. And the offense is riding hot. Brock Purdy looks tremendous so far, and I think, for me, while it isn't the end game, it feels like that tomorrow, where this is a culmination of everything you've been through, trying to push past it, the injuries, some of the tough games you've lost throughout the year, albeit it hasn't been many of them, but they've been some close ones against the Rams, especially in their second matchup earlier in the season. But tomorrow feels like this is the end game for me. Of like, if you can get over the hump, your life gets so much easier. It's the playoffs. Games are always tough, but if you can get that bye week, maybe get Trent back if he doesn't play tomorrow, maybe get Fred Warner back if that's still possible, like, your life gets so much easier. And if you can finish off tomorrow night with a win, you're staring at, again, what, 4, maybe 5 playoff games at Levi Stadium when it's all said and done. So it's a big game, and this is the end game for me tomorrow night against Seattle.
Sterling, what's been more surprising for you, and everybody can tackle this one, the fact that the Niners are in this position to get the number one seed in the NFC and win the NFC West crown, or Christian McCaffrey being available for every single game this season?
Well, it's funny because you go back to week one, his name pops up on the injury report of like, oh, the calf injury.
Loose.
And you're like, oh my God, here we go again. It's 2024. The season's going to be over if they don't have CMC. And thankfully, the back stiffness seems to be okay. He'll fight through that tomorrow night as well. But the fact that he's giving you 2,000 yards, basically, at a time when running backs usually slow down, that's incredible. I think what he's done this year has been Hall of Fame worthy. It is a season for the ages. And while there have been maybe some signs of, you know, early season signs of him not being the same Christian McCaffrey, I could honestly say I think he's gotten better as the year's gone on. And if you give me a somewhat healthy Christian McCaffrey playing his best football, I mean, that's MVP, that's Offensive Player of the Year stuff you have to at least be honest about right there.
Yeah, it's not a perfect comparison, but I'm going to go for it. It does remind me a little bit of how Curry has evolved. Like, Curry's not statistically as good as he was in 2016. It's like one of the greatest, most highly efficient scoring seasons in the history of basketball. But over the course of his career, as he got older, he got stronger. He got smarter. The athleticism wasn't there, but where mind meets matter is kind of where his game crescendoed, right, in 2022. Christian McCaffrey is not as explosive as he was, I think, 2 years ago. And that's where we did a show earlier, Granny and I, earlier in the year, where I got caught up in that, not seeing the burst, right, not seeing the 40-yard, 60-yard runs. But for him to keep himself as healthy as he has with a larger workload than he had 2 years ago, having the highest percentage of yardage of any player for any team in football as far as the amount of yards they've gained as an offense to what he's contributed, that to me is where mine has met matter. If he's figured out...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, how do I keep myself healthy? How do I still dominate defenses? But I don't necessarily have to do it in the same explosive manner every single week. So in that kind of strange connection, that's where I think he is a lot like Curry in that sense.
That Steph comparison is really interesting, because I thought for a while, like, Steph at 37, obviously he's a little more physically limited, can't play as many minutes, and can't play as many games as he did when he was 28 and was dominating the league and was the unanimous MVP, or however old he was back in that 2016 season. But I think if you drop like this current present day Steph back in like 2015, 2016 NBA, he could average 40 a game. Because it's just everything that he's learned and had to go through. You look at how defenses defended him back then and how they do now. It's an entirely different brand of basketball. So there's probably some of that in McCaffrey as well, like just the know-how and learning how to attack defenses, knowing how to run routes, knowing how to read holes. Maybe he's not physically the same guy that he was, but what you're talking about, like the brain power has progressed to such a level that maybe he doesn't need to be that physical specimen to be better than he was back then. Because I think Curry now dominates the league 10 years ago, like no other player we've ever seen, and he was already that good back then. And maybe the same thing's true for McCaffrey.
Yeah, the IQ, the way to run routes, knowing where their open spaces are, when to get out of bounds, how not to take punishment. When's the last time you've seen Christian McCaffrey take a woo hit, right? He protects himself so well.
I'm still scared every time he goes down.
Can't watch football like that, man. Guys are going to get hit. Like we saw last night in that Sugar Bowl. Gunnar Stockton's taking some shots. But you got to lay it on the line sometimes in these big games like that. But McCaffrey having the season that he's having on top of the Niners playing for the number one seed. I was at training camp a lot this past August. So I wasn't surprised at McCaffrey. Yeah, a little drop, little water drop there. So when everybody's saying McCaffrey lost a step and he's not the same, he's washed. I was like, I don't know about that because in the past game, he was dominating. Yeah. And I think some of the problems in a run game early on was due to the fact that the offensive line was trying to find that chemistry within each other. So Pooney's gotten better. Remember, Pooney got hurt late in training camp. Brindle's been better. McKivitz has been better. How about Spencer Burford coming in at left guard?
Yeah.
He's been awesome next to Trent Williams. And so that coincides with the running game being a lot better in November and December. So you get Christian McCaffrey rolling. The surprise for me is that they are in this spot. I thought maybe 10 wins, 10-7, getting to the playoffs, make a run at it. The fact that they're playing for a home field advantage. Think about that, fellas. Like the Hurricanes are in a spot in college football where they win one game and put a national title at home. The Niners are 60 minutes away from not having to board another flight the rest of the season. I'm shocked by the fact that they're in this spot right now playing Seattle tomorrow.
Yeah. And they're dangerous, too. It's like you can look at this Niners team and feel grateful. Maybe you can say they're not supposed to be here, but on the other side of that, you can say their offense might be the best remaining in the NFC the way they're playing football right now. Pearsall's healthy. Kittle's healthy again. Again, Christian McCaffrey out there doing his thing. Might be a more dangerous version, knowing how smart he is, than he was a couple years ago, albeit maybe somewhat slowed down. And then, of course, Brock Purdy, who I'm sure is the main point of conversation for every single Niner fan out there of how great he's playing. This may be, and we'll get me and Mark will get more into this during our show, it's like this may be the most dangerous quarterback San Francisco has had in the last 30 years. And I don't think it's crazy to say it. The last time they won a Super Bowl was 30 years ago. So,
I don't want to dismiss Kaepernick. Kaepernick was pretty damn dangerous during those playoff
runs. But also longevity matters too. But yes, you were right. Kaep was incredible against the Packers and against the Falcons in that comeback. But I don't know, man. The way when Brock drops back, I feel like any play can be a touchdown, and I haven't felt that way in a long time.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey Sports Station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live in the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, rightfully brewed in San Francisco.
No, I was just going to say, well, Brock playing at the level that he's playing at, obviously the defense is going to have to play a lot better. By the way, did we get an injury report from Shanahan and company today? Do we know about Trent Williams playing tomorrow? George Kittle, is that official?
Just seeing all of them as questionable.
Yeah. Okay, all right, that's fine. But no, Brock Purdy's playing at a very high level.
Trent seems way more questionable than everybody else.
Yeah, hamstring. Yeah.
I was surprised he was even, semi-practicing.
Yeah.
Like,
6 days, hamstring? Come on. That's why he needs the bye week.
Austin Pleasants looked pretty good at left
Austin
tackle,
Pleasants,
though.
We didn't say his name once.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't see.
I kind of can't believe it.
I can't believe it either. Now, Seattle's defense is a lot better, though, right?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, they should be tough. All right, so it's time now for What's Bugging You. I know this is Bonte's favorite segment. Sterling, I hope somebody told you about this.
I did. Okay,
thank God. All right, if rodents make it inside during winter, January is when they settle in. Chewed wires, droppings, and scratching sounds are signs they are already there. ATCO Pest Control handles removal and long-term prevention. Take action now at ATCOPestControl.com. Mention you heard about ATCO on What's Bugging You and get 10% off any rodent treatment this month. All right, I'll go first. It's youths on New Year's. It is youths on New Year's Eve, and I'm sorry, I've officially graduated. I know Bonte were talking about this earlier. You haven't been out as of late. There's nothing to feel bad about. This might be my last one. This might be the last time that I am out past midnight till God knows when, because some of the kids at these, you want to call them parties, open houses, the bars, It is too much, man. And if I was ever like this, to anybody out there listening to the Bay Area, if I was ever like this, where I was obnoxious, where, you know, you're spilling drinks on people, you're shouting in folks' ears, you're making it an awful environment for everybody outside and inside, I apologize. I apologize because I got a glimpse of it this last week across really the entire week, but it obviously culminated a few nights ago. And I cannot believe that there are so many youths out there, you know, between 18 to 21, but mainly the 21s, that make it absolutely unbearable to go out on New Year's Eve. So I apologize to everyone, and they're what's bugging me.
And it's expensive.
Well, that's
very
true.
Expensive.
That is.
Is there any like one particular experience, or was this just combined?
Yeah, well, it was all a little hazy, Granny. But
that felt targeted, Evan.
It was all a little hazy, but there was a couple people. Not going to say which establishment because I really liked that place, but it was not a fun bar to be at. I'll just say that.
All
right. Go ahead,
Grady. What's bugging me? Yeah. A few of those over the weekend, over the
PTSD.
Week.
PTSD.
That's for sure. What's bugging me, this isn't new. I'm sure that someone has said this on this segment before. It is the scheduled kickoff and tip-off times of college football and NBA basketball games. It's bugging me. If you're saying that a game is going to start at 7, start it at 7, not 7:12.
Oh, gosh.
And same thing.
I need that buffer, though. I know I'll cut you off. But it's like movie times, right? Movie times say 5 p.m. I know I have a 20-minute buffer,
yeah,
because the movie's
7:15.
Not going to start until 5:20.
Just tell me 7:15. Like, okay, this part is my fault. I woke up early yesterday, and it was tough after New Year's Eve, but I wanted to drive up to Sonoma County and watch the Oregon football game with my dad, because I like watching big games with my dad, right? So I drive up hour and a half to Sonoma County, to Windsor, where I grew up. I'm a duck, so we go up and we watch the game. It starts at 9. I'm like, man, I got to get up early to get up in time. And I show up like at 9, raced through, got home at 9, only to realize the game doesn't kick off till 9:20. Like, and I know it's not that big of a deal, but I could have saved 20 minutes. I could have slept for 20 minutes longer, didn't have to wake up. Just if the game is going to start at 9, then start it at 9. If you're gonna start it at 9:20, start it. Say it's going to start at 9:20.
You guys 50?
Just accurately tell me what time the game is going to start.
Yeah,
that's all I'm asking.
You can see Beyonce George tomorrow night at 7:12 at Chase Center.
Please.
Daddy's aura is just lingering in this room right now. Gosh, I need those buffers. It's like the movies. I know I got 20 minutes of previews. So 5 o'clock we aim for it. I'm always late anyway. Those 9 o'clock kickoffs, boom, I wake up at 9. All right, cool, I got time to brush my teeth, get a snack. 9:12, 9:15, kickoff, boom, we're good.
I know you're a big soccer fan, Bonte.
Yes.
There's something about knowing that a Premier League game is going to start right when the clock hits 10 o'clock. Right when it hits 10.
See, I hate it because I get up for those Premier League games, and it's already 7 minutes in. There was 2 goals scored. I'm like, what
well,
did
that
I miss?
Two goals in 7 minutes.
I mean, sometimes
you root for Liverpool.
Liverpool's
both
been
ways,
struggling.
Yeah.
What happened? I looked at Liverpool. That's who I adopted. I jumped on their bandwagon 5 years ago. They're struggling. They were in first place, and then 5 weeks later, it's like, wait, they're in 10th, 8th? What the hell is going on?
Not top of the table anymore.
I think they're 4th.
All right.
What do you got, Sterling?
It's similar to Evan and Grandy, but more combined.
Oh.
It's about fireworks. Look, I don't mind you out there celebrating on New
so
Year's
old.
Eve. You're
yeah,
happy.
I like those.
Rain in the New Year's. You're feeling good. What's bugging me is fireworks at 7 p.m. Who is shooting fireworks off at 7 p.m.? I get it midnight, a little over into 1 p.m. You're out there. Maybe you're a little buzz. Be safe. But like 7 p.m., what are you celebrating? It's still 2025. The year isn't over yet. You're out there just popping bottles at 7 p.m. What are we doing? So I have a dog. He's getting riled up. I'm trying to give him some Benadryl, calm him down, a little bit of sleep. But it ain't working. It's like I need a buffer like Bonte needs, but you got 5 more hours until midnight. Let's calm things down. That's bugging me. Fireworks before the New Year even starts just yet.
You got to come to the mission, man. There's fireworks from 7 p.m. on the 28th till probably later on tonight.
Well, the problem with the
there's
mission
fireworks
is
every day, every day of the year.
Well, I mean real fireworks. I'm not talking about the other fireworks.
Yeah,
I'm not talking about the other fireworks.
Gunshots of fireworks.
The legal ones.
The life in the mission. What's bugging me is all these people complaining about the college football playoff. Especially sports media, sports fans. Oh, why do we have this team in? Oh, why do we have them at these bowl games? Oh, why? Shut up. The college football playoff is awesome. You know how long Bonte Hill's been waiting for the CFP? I'm talking about Florida State, Miami, Notre Dame. There was one year Notre Dame beat Florida State in South Bend. And Notre Dame got robbed and had to go to the Cotton Bowl. and Florida State got to play for the championship. It didn't make any sense. We've been begging for playoffs for years now. Do they have their flaws? Absolutely. They're going to get rectified. We'll get a 16-game playoff, first two rounds at campuses, and go on from there. But the entire concept, how fun was last night watching Georgia?
It was an amazing game.
In Ole Miss. How fun was it watching Miami take down Ohio State in the Cotton Bowl, awesome. Seeing that the U is back? Even to blow out the Rose Bowl, Indiana punking Alabama. Now, I had a problem with the start time because we didn't get the dust ending in Pasadena. Should have been a 2 o'clock kickoff where the game turns into a night game in the fourth quarter, but I'll let that slide. Stop complaining about the CFP. This is awesome for sports. It's a moneymaker, and we get more football, high-level football between blue bloods that we'll never see play in a non-conference. I love the CFP, and I'm tired of it. That's what's bugging me, is people bitching and moaning about the college football playoff every single day. It is awesome, and it's here to stay.
Well, here's one more then. Tulane should be banned from the college football playoff.
That was one
of the worst showings I have ever seen from a football team supposedly a top 10. No, you shut up, Steiny. Tulane and Green Wave should be banished from the college football playoff for a decade for barely even showing up. You got in as the second small team, and you did what with it? Summerall decided to coach the games to do what? To get absolutely dogged by Ole Miss? No, I'm sorry. Miss me with that. So that's my last thing about the college football playoff. Green Wave, lay down.
JMU scored 35 more points than Texas Tech did against the Oregon defense.
They did backdoor cover that spread too, right? But also, we got to fix one of the biggest flaws. Let's bug in, about the college football. We can't have these teams take 25 days off. That's a lot. That's not fair.
Yeah. Really quickly, though, this Final Four for college football, amazing. Oh. You're going to have out of the Final Four teams left, the most recent champion is 2001. You're getting fresh blood.
Fresh blood. Awesome. You know, that Fiesta Bowl is on a Thursday. The Warriors don't play. Miami, Ole Miss.
You making a trip?
No, probably not. I'm broke.
He's got Utah to prepare for. He's got to get the Utah check.
Get the Utah check. He's got a big stretch for the Warriors. 10 of 11 at Jason.
10 of 11.
I've got to lock in.
Before you guys go, how many are they going to win? Of the next 11, 10 at Chase, all 11 in California, how many of these 11 are they going
to
win?
I feel like they need to go 8-3.
8 was the number that popped into my mind, but, which means they'll win 6.
Yeah. In my opinion, kind of has 6-5 written all over it because you don't have a lot of cupcakes during this stretch. Toronto and Miami is a back-to-back. That's long athletic teams giving the Warriors issues. They need to go 8-3.
Giannis is back, right?
Yeah.
Milwaukee's in town.
Yeah, well, it could be.
Maybe knowing the NBA, he'll probably get an ankle or something.
Who knows?
Oh, okay.
No, I'm kidding. I don't know anything.
Real quick, does Jonathan Kuminga start tonight?
I'm saying yes. Kuminga starts.
Might be his last.
Over under 22.5 points?
Whoo! If he scores over 22, Evan, your postgame show is done. You don't even have to watch the
game. I'm doing postgame tonight.
Yeah,
he's
going to
be taking calls. Just open up the phone lines and let Cam do all the work back here. He's the hardest working guy at the station anyway.
Here we go.
We'll have all the graphics of Kuminga on the postgame show at NBC. When he plays 25 minutes, when he does this, it'll all be there.
And then Jimmy and Draymond come right back tomorrow for Utah.
And then he heads to the end of the bench.
Yeah, yeah. Anyways, all right, so we got Grandy, we got Serling. They're coming up for Willard and Dibs on a Friday. Payday Friday, mind you. Yeah. All ahead on 95.7 The Game. Big thank you to Bonte Hill.
Happy New Year,
stepping
guys.
In
Happy
for
New
us.
Year, Sterling. Happy New Year, Grandy. Stop fighting
Guru.
With people on Twitter.
I'm Evan saying so long.
Go Green Wave.
Are they the smartest show in the Bay Area?
You guys are an intellectual feast for the smart sports fan in the Bay Area.
Wow.
You're pretty much the smartest guys on the radio.
I agree.
Good Lord, how big is your ego?
Are they the funniest show in the Bay Area?
Give it a laugh. Come on. You're a funny guy. Come on. Give me a laugh.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.